How are you zetzing on our Mishnah? That our Mishnah says, B'mokam sakonam, leave the tefillin there, don't carry them at all. B'sakonas oivikichovim. Oh, no. Not our Mishnah, means the Braisa. How are you zetzing on that last Braisa? The Braisa that said you're allowed to carry pochus, the daladamas, that Braisa is talking about when you're afraid of goyim. So since you're afraid of goyim coming, you can't leave the tefillin now in the field, because they'll be mevazah the tefillin. They'll do not nice things to the tefillin. Therefore, you have a right to carry it home less than daladamas at a time. So tomorrow, b'zoyayim ha-seifa. What does the seifa say? We have Shimon Oimer, noistun lechaveru, v'chaveru lechaveroi. That what you're allowed to hand it, one to another, hand it over to your friend. No. Really, our gears say Rashi changes our gears. Rashi said no. The Gemara said nochem of the Gemara. Omalei Abayi, b'maya kimtlo masitzin. How do we say what's the case our Mishnah is talking about? So Rashi's gears shouldn't be the sekonas oivikachovim, because our Mishnah says you're supposed to leave it in the field and go away. That's all. So our Mishnah is talking about the churah by Yiddisha rabbis. Like that's Rashi said. That's the gears. Rashi's holding gasinim. B'maya kimtlo masitzin. The sekonas listen. Our Mishnah is talking about you're afraid of Jewish rabbis. Therefore, just leave it there and go away. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. For the Gemara, I bezoy ain the sefer. What does the sefer of our Mishnah say? Reb Shimon Oimer, noistel lechaveru, lechaveru, lechaveru. You can hand it over one to the other. For the Gemara, kol shchem the yavse milsa. Handing it over is a bigger tumult. Like Avshim means there'll be a bigger tumult. A lot of things going on in Shabbos. Not nice to do this on Shabbos. To have so many people help you along carrying it on Shabbos. And if the Gemara Chasurim Mechsu, something is missing. This is what it should say. But now the Gemara Mamurim is Konas Lechavim. I was the Sekonas Listim, Malichin, Pochus, Medal Damas. So the use is very strange, the use. But when do we say what you're supposed to leave it there? Or when do we say, the use is very strange. The Rashi Gish should be, Mayaskin, Medal Mamurim is Konas Listim. When do we say you're supposed to leave it there only if your Jewish robbers are coming? Abu the Sakonis should be Nochrim, but we're afraid that Goyim will come, then the Eitzer is Malich and Pochus Pochus Medaladamas, Enechnami. Then you're supposed to pick it up and carry it, Pochus Pochus Medaladamas. That's what our Mishnah also says. Now, that's what our Mishnah says, leave it alone, don't touch it. That's only if you're only afraid of Jewish robbers. But when you're afraid of Goyish robbers, by leaving it there, the goyim will be mevazah the tefillin. Then we hold, pick them up and carry them. Pochus, pochus, medal damis. Walk 4 amis, stop. Then walk again another 4 amis. That's what our Mishnah says. Then Reb Shimon says, nice lechaver. He has another reitzah. Another reitzah to carry this tefillin home is, and make a long line of people and hand it one person to the next person, and each person is less than dal damis away. So again, you're not carrying it more than dal damis at a time. That's another reitzah to do. There's an reitzah to hand it. Or you can have 2 or 3 people also. I hand it to you, then I go around the 4 amas in front of you, you give it to me, then you go around. That's another reitzah. What's the machlokes? That Reb Shimon says, don't you carry it pochus pochus, but rather hand it over. And before we said no, the answer is, you yourself walk pochus pochus. What's the machlokes? Masava, one holds, pochus miyarbamis odif. Why? It's not nice on Shabbos to have like 100 people helping you carrying these pairs of tefillin home. If you're going to hand it to your friend, and your friend to your friend, and your friend to a friend, there are too many people involved here carrying the tefillin on Shabbos. It's not nice. It's a bizarre for Shabbos to have so many people working with you carrying it home. Therefore, he holds it's a better eitzah, just one person, pick up the tefillin, walk down the Amis, stop, then walk another down the Amis and stop, and that's the better reitzah. Umasav, Reb Shimon holds no. Reb Shimon holds noista lechaveroi odif. You're better off handing it to your friend. Even though you have to use a few people together, that's still better. Why? Diyam rit modichin pokas miyabamis. Because if you want to use the other reitzah of one person carrying it and walking at each time less than 4 amis, is zimnin de lava daite. Sometimes when you're carrying it, you'll forget yourself. The Ostilias Vino Arba Amis Mishus Rabin. And at one time you come to carry it straight 4 amis or more than 4 amis Mishus Rabin. So Shal, exactly how far exactly you have to carry between the Chayiv. Some street this is 4 amis, and some street this is you have to have the Balachsen Osom. That comes out to be 5 3/5. you have to walk 5 amos and 3/5 amos, then you chay. But I call upon him, we're afraid that if you're going to carry pochus, at one time you'll slip and you'll carry more than dal damas, and it'll be over this city raisum. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says it's better to use a few people, even though it's an avshim also, it's like a big tumult, you make a lot of noise doing it, a lot of people involved, it's kedai to do it that way, rather than having one person carry pochus. Because there's the gzerum, maybe you come to carry more than dal damas. But Agaf Niskamor, you see that Avadim and the Rabbonin, Yistam, not allowed to carry something, Rishus Rabbim, Pokas Mi Arbamis. It's only a head to hear, Mishum Kdushas Tfilin. But Stamazah, if you want to carry something, Rishus Rabbim, walk like less than 4 amos and stop, and walk further, you're not allowed to do it. But the Rabbonin, it's Osir. It's only here, Mishum Bezoin Tfilin is Mutter. Who Adin, Mishum Bezoin, any Kisfiya Kodesh. That means you find a sitter outside in the street on Shabbos. Lochmish, you're allowed to pick it up and walk, pochus medal damas, stop, walk again, until you can put it down in a mokim, it won't be mishumar, a mokim won't be bizoyim. For what then, for a snurim also, any kisvi akredish, you're allowed to pick them up and walk with them, pochus medal damas, that there shouldn't be a bizoyim of the sefer. Right, the Mishnah says, v'chein benoy, the same malach applies to your child. For the Gemara, benoy my boy husband, what is your kid doing in the field on Shabbos, like Monashach? We're talking about a kid that can't walk. So if he can't walk, how do he get to the fields? Like a kid in the field, he walked there. So if he walked, let him walk home. How do you have a kid in the middle of the field that can't walk? And the Gemara, Tona b'shayadusa imay b'sodah. We're talking about the mother gave birth in the field. The mother was taking a walk on Shabbos afternoon, and all of a sudden she gave birth there. That's what we're talking about. So that the Mishnah says the eighth side to get the kid home is hand them from one to another. What are you telling me, even of 100 people? The Torah says, the Alpha Gav, the Kosher Le'yoda, even though it's a little hard for the kid. You have a kid just born, a 2-minute-old baby, and you start handing him to 100 hands, one to the other. It's a little hard for the kid. Still, Reb Shimon says, you're better off doing this, handing the baby one to another, rather than one person carrying the tinnik of Pachas Medal Damas, then again Pachas. Because by pochus, we're afraid, maybe at one time you go more than dal damas. But that's cheetah. Let's say nobody else is there. You just have just one person. How bad do you have the head to walk pochus then? In the case we have a kid, it's not just going to sephoshes. So how do you allow to carry the kid home? No, if you could walk pochus, that's the eitzah. No, Reb Shimon holds, if you have a few people there, it's better to hand it over one to the other, then there won't be there, maybe you carry it. But if you don't have people there, other than you're also allowed to carry it, pochus medal damas. Right, the Yehuda Weiner, noisin odim chavius. Yehuda says another chiddush in the Mishnah. That even though somebody owns a chavius, to have me to push it is a barrel of water or wine, you're allowed to carry it, that Reuven owns it. Now Shimon comes and carries the barrel, it could be a nyontif, he carries it till his chum. He carries it more than 2,000 amas away from where Reuven is. Still a smuta. And it could go further and further, it could go even out of your chum. Because you're not walking out of the chum, just your barrel is. So what? Whoever's carrying the barrel, he could take it to wherever his chum is. Said the Gemara, V'lesta Rav Yehuda hod etnan. Doesn't Rav Yehuda hold like enough in the Mishnah in Beitza? That we learned the Tanan. Ha-behema v'ha-kelim k'ragli ha-bailim. There's a loch even on Yomtif. There's a loch of in Tchum. On Yomtif, you're not allowed to walk out of your Tchum. Now, somebody owns Kalim. He owns his utensils. And who are the behema? He owns the behema. Then not allowed to walk further than where the Bailim could walk. If Reuven owns the behema and owns the chair is not allowed to go further than the Tchum where Reuven can walk. It's enough in the Mishnah in Beitzum. So how could Yehuda now Mishnah say not like that? Here of Yehuda, the Mishnah says that even though Reuven owns the Chavius Shoyayim, and Reuven can only walk 2,000 Amis, but if Shimon takes the Chavius, and he has the right to walk 3,000 Amis, he could take it with him 3,000 Amis. So you see, the Chavius doesn't go after the owner, it goes bust, and whoever's carrying it. I just know from the Mishnah basis, it's not like that. The Mishnah basis says that whoever owns the behemoth, whoever owns the kelim, it goes after the owner. Wherever the owner could walk, that's where the behemoth, the kelim could go. But where the bailim cannot walk, the kelim is not allowed to go there. So how could you do now Mishnah argue on that? So it's not Mishnah there. And the Gemara, Omar Resh Lakish Mishum Levi Saba, so the name of the older Levi, Hocha the Maya Skin, here we're talking about the Ma'oron Mechavis Lechavis. We're talking about you poured out the water from Reuven's Chavis into Shimon's Chavis. It's not the original Bilam's barrel anymore. True, the original barrel of Adla, you can't carry more further than Reuven the owner could go. We're talking about now Reuven took his water and poured it into Shimon's barrel. So therefore, Shimon could take it as far as he wants, as far as he's allowed to go. If Yehuda goes according to his Shita, so Yoma Mayim Main Behem Mamish, the Chur is still a Kasha. Even though you emptied out your barrel into the other person's barrel, but the Chur, who owns the water? Like at the beginning of Shabbos, the water belonged to you. So the Chur is still, anything you own only goes after your Tchum. So what is like here? You pour out the water into the next person's barrel, but the water still belongs to you. So how could the person take the water to his Tchum? It has your Tchum. Now, Teres on this, the Yehuda goes to Shitosai. He holds water is not Choshev. Water doesn't have a din of Tchum. Water is not a Choshev Azach. So no matter whoever you are right to carry the water to your Tchum. Water is not Choshev enough to say, when Reuven owned the water at the beginning of Shabbos, the water cannot go further than Reuven's Tchum. No, water is not Choshev. Whoever picks up the water can take it as far as they want. That's the Yehuda Shita. So what the Tnan, we learned, if you the Poitah B'mayim, if you says the case there where two people made a chon together, they made food together, the Shaila, how far can you carry this chon? Let's say now two people, two different ladies, made a kugel together. One brought eggs and one brought the lakshin. The Shaila now in Yontif, how far can you carry this kugel? One Isha lives this way, one Isha lives that way. Which way can you take it? The Ter says you have to go to Chumra both ways. The kugel cannot go further than the tchum of each one of them. Since both own part of this kugel now, you can't carry it out of the tchum each one to go. If you hold it over, let's say one put in water, water is nothing. Water is bottom, and you're allowed to, you don't go bust to the owner that owns the water. Water is nothing. You carry it according to the other person. That's the view of the sheet. It's not. View the point of a mayim. The vnei shein be mamish. Water has no chshivis. You don't go after the tchum of the person that owns the water. Fred Gemara, O my loy talach zu, loy yahalach ma shebezu, yoysim ragli habaylim. You can't take it further than the ragli habaylim. That's what it means.
What does it say, loy talach zu?
Then he's going back to Chomni. Chomni is back, Omer loy, loy talach zu, yoysim ragli baleh. This should not go further than the ragli baleh. So what does it mean, Loshin? What's the Chum answering back? Lo Yehalech Zu. So we're answering Lo Yehalech Mashe B'Zu. Now it doesn't mean the barrel itself. It means the water that's inside the barrel. Even that the Chum say you can't carry further. So that's the Machlokes. If Yehuda holds water could be carried as far as the person wants to, and the Chum say no, even water also. Since the Reuven owner at the beginning of Yom Tov, it can't go further than his Chum. Yeah. Said the more Eimud, said the more Kasha, no. Eimud is Shammah of Rabbi Yehuda. When do we hear this Chiddush from Rabbi Yehuda? Heichad the Bliyim Bisa. When you put the water inside the dough, it's like bottling the dough. Then you don't go boss of the water. But when you have a bucket of water, and the water is here, you can see the water, you still go boss of the Bailim. Hashda Bikadeira, Maduch in a plate. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Batli, that we have water and something else in the plate. Since it's very wet there, you see the water. You have to only carry where the owner of the water is. Be a naya butli. When you have a bucket of water, pshiti, you can't take it further than the original owner. So it's still shver. How could they view the hole? You're allowed to carry this water further than where the owner could go. The tanya view the winder. Mayim umnelech petelim b'isam. If somebody put in water or salt into the dough, it's butl. We don't say you can't carry this dough further than where he is. Of a b'yeng petelim b'kdeira. But if you put the water into a plate, then it's not bottle. Why? Mifnei writes for because the water makes it very wet, so the wetness is still there. So you see, it's not bottle according to Rabbi Yehuda. So pshita, where the water is then, pshita also is not bottle. Elu amar rova hocha bechav yishe konsa shvisa umayim shloikonu shvisa skinim.
Alright, next time we'll continue tomorrow night. Next tape will continue on.
We're holding up Tzadik Zayin in the base. We'll start again from the two dots again. We have Yudu Aymer. Noisei Nodom Chovius Lechaveroi. And he says, you're allowed to carry it as far as you want. That was the Machlokes in the Mishnah. And the Rabbanan said back, no, that there's halacha that you can't carry more than the Tchum, that the Bailim is allowed to walk. For the Gemara, the Karsher, but less than Rabbi Yehuda, hold the Tanan, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold like the Mishnah says in Beitzah, that our behema of Yakelim Karagli Habailim, that the Kalim, somebody owns, if Reuven owns Kalim, or Reuven owns a behema, so the behema or the Kalim can't go further on Yomtiv more than the Bailim could go. With the Bailim's Tchum, the 2,000 Amos that the Bailim has the right to walk, the same thing as behema is not allowed to go further, or his Kalim can't go further. So how come now Mishnah of Yehuda says that if you have a chavius of water, or could even be of wine, you're allowed to give it over to somebody, and he'll take it as far as he could walk. Ailachur is going further than the Bailim, than the original owner's Tchum. Now the Gemara Amar HaShlokish Mishum Levi Saba Hocha Mayaskinon Bimorin Mechavius Lechavius. We're talking about you're pouring it out of your chavius into the other person's chavius. So therefore the Tchum of the Kalim, true, goes after the Bailim, but here it's Reuven is not the owner of this Kali, they poured it from Reuven's Kali into Shimon's Kali. We have Yehuda, what about the water? Ailachur, the water still originally belonged to Reuven. So how could you take the water further than Reuven's Tchum? The territory of Yehuda Latimer. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his Shita. The Yomer of Yehuda holds Mayim Ein Bohem Mamish. Mayim is not a chosher of a thing, doesn't have Mamish, means it has no substance, but Geet Uchas Tchum. That means you're allowed to take water further than the Bailim's Tchum. Even though Reuven owns this water, if Shimon picks up the water, and Shimon has the right to walk a different 2,000 Amis, Shimon can take it as far as he can go. The Tanan we learned, also in the Gemara Beitzah, we have Yehuda Poite B'mayim. There's a question, if you make a food like a cholent, a few different people give food, give their beans into the cholent. So you can't take the cholent further than all the Bailim could walk, because everybody has his beans in there, and the locher is the beans can't go further than the Bailim could go. What about if somebody put in water? So the Yehuda holds Poite B'mayim, the one that put in water has no din. You don't have to go boss his tchum, you can carry it as far as the other people can go. If Neishem B'hem Mamish, because water is not choshev, it doesn't have any substance to it, it doesn't have a din tchum. So Abazoy for tomorrow, Maile Talech Zu, what does the Rabbanan answer back to Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbanan say you can't take this further than the original Bailim. So the Churetz Mashma goes on the Chavius on the barrel, on the barrel. And if the Gemara means, Lo Yahalech Mashe B'zu, Yoysim Iragli HaBailim. It doesn't mean the barrel itself, because the barrel you poured it out of the original barrel into the other person's barrel. But it means the Chom Dingzach on water also, there's a Kinyan Shrisim. And you can't take what's inside the barrel, even the water, you can't carry further than the original Bailim's Tchum. That's what Rabbanim argue. That even though you poured out your Reuven's water into Shimon's bucket, Shimon can't take this water further than Reuven could have walked. Because since the water at the beginning of Shabbos belonged to Reuven, that's the din chum, you can't take it further than the Bailim could walk. But Shemkin of Yehuda is not like that. He holds water is not kosher. For the Gemara aim with the Shamal of Rabbi Yehuda, Hecha de Bli and Bisa. When do we hear Rabbi Yehuda holds that water is not a kosher thing, only if it's swallowed up into east, into a dough? Like it's not then, you don't see the water. That's when it has no chshivas. Of Hecha the Yisnayo v'Yanayo mishamatlei. But when the water is then, that you can see the water is in front of us. So Rabbi Yehuda also say that the water has no chshivas, that it has no din chum. So the Mahashta b'kedera, Madak, when you put water into a pot, into a plate, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, loy batli, Rabbi Yehuda says if you put water into a plate, and you make the food watery, so since the water is nicky, you can see the water there, it's not bottled. And you can't take this food now further than the owner of the water could walk. When you have here mamash, a whole bucket full of water, pshit is not bottled. So pshit, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should not be allowed to take the water further than the original owner could walk. Titania we learned, also in the Gemara and Beitzim, Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Mayim u'melech b'teilim b'isa. If one Bailim puts the water or the salt into the dough, and somebody else puts the flour, you don't have to go worry about the owner of the water, you only worry about the owner of the flour. V'ein b'teilim b'kteira. Mashenken, if you put water into the pot, there it's not bottle. Why? Mifnei reitzvah. Because if you put the water in the pot, it makes the pot watery. Like you put it into anything's there, into a food. When you put a lot of water into the food, it makes the food watery, so you can see the water. Therefore, you have to go bust the water. Only when you put the water in dough, you put the water into flour, and to make a dough, there we don't see the water anymore. That's called bottle. But over here, where you have the water, then you can see the water, it should also be kasher then. How could Rabbi Yehuda say you could take it further than the original Bailim? Why? Since Reuven owns the water, he can't take it further than when he owns it. Then his chum. Morello Omarova, Hocha Bechov Yisher Konsa Shrisa. We're talking about true. The barrel belonged to Reuven. Since Reuven owned the barrel can't be taken further than the Shrisa, than Reuven could walk. Avomayim Shloi Konsa Shrisa. Askinim. We're talking about water that he went and fetched today on Yonta from the well, or from the running river. And we had Alocha that running water is not Konsa Shrisa. Therefore, the beginning of Shabbos, this water has no din shvisa. You can take it as far as you want. So that's the machlokes. The bat lechovyis lagabi mayim. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chovyis is bottled to the water. The yikki, you carry now a bottle of water. You want the water, that's the yikki. The chovyis, the barrel, is only holding up the water. So the chovyis is bottled to the water. Kiritnan. So therefore, since this water has no din shvisa, at the beginning of Shabbos, it didn't belong to anybody. It's flowing water. So the halacha is, you could carry it as far as you want, as far as Shimon or Yehuda, whoever takes the water now, as far as he can walk, he could take this water with him. The barrel belongs to Reuven. That's the Yehuda's svara that says, no, the barrel, the bucket is bottled to the water. Kiritnan, like we learned in Gemara and Shabbos. Hamoitzi achai b'mita. If somebody carries out a live person in a bed on Shabbos, you carry out somebody live. So halacha is, carrying out a live person, midiraisik muta, hachai noisik atzmai. Carrying out a bed by itself, you should be chayiv. But here, when you carry out the live person on the bed, halacha is potter, afalamita. Even for the bed, also you potter. You're not chayiv midiraisik. Why? Bivnei shamita tfeil aloi. Because the bed is like bottle to the person. The yikar white soher is the person. And the person, it's mutter midiraisa to carry him out. Therefore, it's potter midiraisa on the bed also. Midirabonin, it's also. It's also carry the person, not also midirabonin. But midiraisa, though, it's potter. What about hamoitzi oichlim pochus mikashir bekli? Let's say you have a piece of apple less than the shir of a gregris. That's a dried out date. That's how big the shirim have to be for achilu by Shabbos. So you carry out a piece of an apple less than the size of a gregris, so you put it on the apple. But you carry it out in a nice plate, so the chura, you should be chayi for the plate. Still we say no potter afala kli. You potter midiraisa even for carrying out this plate. Why? Because the ikar is not the kli, you're carrying out the kli only to hold the food. So the ikar is the food. And since the food is less than a kezai, less than a gregris, less than dried out date, you potter on Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's svar here also. Since the water came from Hefker, didn't belong to anybody, so it has no din chum, so even though Reuven owns the barrel, the chavis, you can carry this chavis as far as you want, because you go boss of the water. For the Gemara, most of Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha. Rabbi Yehuda said, V'shayara noisen odom chavis lechaveroi. V'chavero lechaveroi. Bishayara means when you're traveling a caravan, you have three people together traveling. There, when you're traveling, the Rabbanu will make it to say that on Yom Tif, you're allowed to give over the Chavius a barrel of water, and your friend can give it to your friend, and your friend to your friend, and the friend can carry it as far as he could walk his Tchum, even though it's going further than the original owner's Tchum. So it's a diyuk, Bishayara in. Mashmim Rabbi Yehuda was only matir Bishayara by the caravan, that's a big tzarech. They're traveling. That's when the Rabbanim were make to say you can carry the barrel further than your tchum. But we're not talking about a caravan. The Rabbanim were not make. So the Kashri is our Mishnah Poshi is not talking about a caravan. So it's not talking about a Shayara. Why is the Yehuda and our Mishnah make to take the barrel further? The Gemara gives a Poshi to Trutzim. The Chur two Poshi to Trutzim. So one turns to Elo Am Rabbi Yosef Kitnan Nami Mastisim B'Shayara Tanan. So Rabbi Yosef holds in his kasha. This was Rabbi Yosef's kasha, and therefore Rabbi Yosef answers our Mishnah is also talking about a shayor and a chanami. We're talking about the barrel belonged to Reuven and the water belonged to Reuven. Why are you allowed to carry the barrel, give it over to Shimon, and Shimon could carry it as far as he could walk? Because we're talking about a shayor, a caravan. Here we're making. That's Rabbi Yosef's teretz. Abayirama no poshit. Abayirama b'shayora afilu chovyes. Shekonsa shvisa umayim shekonsa shvisa avada. If you're talking about a barrel that belongs to Reuven and the water inside also belongs to Reuven, then we said if Yehuda is moed it's also. That's the din in Beitzah, that water that's then is also. So then we say only b'shayara when you're traveling on a caravan. That's a big tzarech to carry the water further. The other rabbanim will make up. Mashenken not b'shlei b'shayara, but if you're not holding by a caravan, then tak it's also. But when that's chavyeh shekonsa shvisa shloi b'shayara, but if we're not talking about a caravan, then stam is loy it's aser. But where's the case that it's mutter to carry even without a caravan? That's the case that we that's on our Mishnah is Chovia Shakonsa Shrisa or Mayim Shlakona Shrisa. Like we still have our terrace, we said before. Our Mishnah another Kimta. True, the barrel belongs to Reuven. But we're talking about the water didn't belong to Reuven at the beginning of Yom Tov. At the beginning of Yom Tov, the water was in the well, was in the river. Now, in the middle of Yom Tov, you went to fetch the water. So this water was not kind of shmisa. That's why you're allowed to carry the water as far as Shimon or Yehuda can walk, because the water doesn't have it in shmisa. The carry of the chavis belongs to Reuven. That's the svar that the chavis is bottled to the water. So since the water doesn't limit you to how far you can carry it, who are then you're allowed to carry the chavis as far as you want? Rav Yehuda said a din dafka b'shayara. That's in a case where Reuven owns the water. If you own the water, then you're not allowed to carry it further than the tchum. Only by a shayara they will make it. Rav Ashi yomah hocha v'chovies tehefker askinen. Omayim tehefker askinen. Rav Ashi said another poshta teres tawa mishnah. The machlekes now mishnah tak is talking about a hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. There's a hefker dik, a barrel of water. Zai the barrel and the water is hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. And now somebody comes and picks it up. And so that's Rav Yehuda shita. That whoever comes and picks it up can carry it as far as he wants. Because since at the beginning of Shabbos it didn't belong to anybody, it wasn't kind of shvisa, there's no din chum. You can carry it as far as the person holding it now has the right to walk. Who is the Rabban and the Mishnah that argue on Rav Yehuda and say, no, you can't carry it further than the original tchum where it started out from? That's Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. It goes according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. The Yomer, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says, Cheftzei hefker koinim shvisa. You should know, something that belongs to hefker is koinim shvisa. Even though nobody owns it, it's hefker, still it's kind of shrisa, wherever it is, at the beginning of Shabbos, the Yom Tov, it can't be taken further than the Tchum Shabbos, further than 2,000 Amos. Or my letal of zu yaisim ragli habaylim. What does it mean that Chum say you can't carry it further than the ragli habaylim than the owner? We're talking about hefker, there's no owner here. Now the Gemara, it means, lo yahalcho elu yaisim mikalim sheish lem baylim. It means this chavis, this hefkedika barrel of water, can't be taken further than the same din a barrel that does have a bailim has. Because according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, it's the same halachon. Even though it doesn't belong to anybody's hefker, still, wherever the barrel is at the beginning of Shabbos or the beginning of Yom Tov, it's kind of shvisim. That from that mokum, you can't take it further more than 2,000 amas. So that's the chachom's din in the Mishnah. And if you don't know, it's mutter, he doesn't know. Hefker is not kind of shvisim. So the Mishnah. Somebody was learning from a sefer on Shabbos. Now, stam sefer, Rashi says, a kol ha-svarim asuim b'mei rishonim asuim b'gilyon k'sefer Torah shelanu. B'glila, it should be. It was always written like a sefer Torah. It was rolled up. So when you're learning in a sefer, even a chumash, it was always rolled up, and it's possible that one side of it will fall out of your hand and start to roll down. So ha-yekoyre ba-sefer al-eskupa. You were reading a sefer on top of a platform. We'll soon see in the Gemara what type of a platform we're talking about. Niskupa. That's usually right in front of the first step. Usually a porch in front of your house. The first step is called the Niskupa. So the question is, it called the Rishus Yochid or Carmelis? We'll see in the Gemara. But somebody was learning from the Sefer on the Niskupa. Now one side of the Sefer rolled out of your hand, it started to roll down. Since you're holding the other side in your hand, you're allowed to just roll the whole thing back and bring the whole thing back to you. That's mutter do on Shabbos. Goyle loy etzloy. What about hayikara b'reisha gag? Somebody was learning from a sefer on top of the roof. And that's zicher rishus hayochid on top of the roof. V'nizgalgal ha-sefer miyodoy. And now one side of the sefer rolled out of your hands and went down. Is ach loy hegiya le'asar tfachim. If it didn't reach within 10 tfachim of the ground, which is the rishus haravim poshid, then goyle loy etzloy. Since it didn't get in the bottom 10 tfachim, it's not considered in the Avir Rishus Rabin, it's considered in Avir Mokam Ptur. That's always the Lacha. Rishus Rabin only goes up 10 tfachim. Higher than that is called the Mokam Ptur. So if you were standing on top of a roof, and now the Sefer fell down, and it didn't reach the bottom 10 tfachim, it's standing in the ear, that ear is a Mokam Ptur. Shifti, you're allowed to be girly, you're allowed to wind, bring it back up to you. Girly, yesly. Once the sefer, the bottom of the sefer reached the bottom 10 tefachim, it like came into the avra of the Rishus Rabbim, then the Halacha is you're not allowed to roll it up. Now the answer is, turn it backwards, let the ksav face the wall, because there shouldn't be a bezoin. As though the sefer fell out of your hand like this, So don't let the ksav, the written part, be outside. Now turn it around like this. The written side should be against the wall. So they won't be a bizoyin. But you're not allowed to roll it up to you. Midrabbanan, there'll be an issur of haitzor rolling it up. Rabbi Yehuda, one Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu ein mesulak minoret elo kamolei machit. No. Even though the bottom of the sefer reached within the 10 tefachim of the ground, but kol zaman, it's not lying on the ground mamish. It's mamish kamolei machit, the slightest nizum away from the ground is goyel lo yetzlei. It's not called munach on the ground, so therefore there's no iser. You're allowed to roll up the sefer to bring it back up to you on the gag. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says even a bigger kula. Afilu baratatzmoi. Even if one side of the sefer rolled out of your hand and mamish landed in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, girl is still afilu baris, even though it reached the ground. Atzma still goyel lo yetzlei. Still you're allowed to roll up the sefer, bring it back up to you in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Why? Any time that something's only yosim with the Rabbanan, that's called the shvus, a shvus, that the Rabbanan told us don't do it. The Rabbanan didn't say that to mokim kisvi akodesh. Here you have a sefer that it's a big bizoyan to let it stam lay there for the Shabbos, let half the sefer falling down, to let it stay that way is a bizoyan. So the Rabbanan will make him mishum kdushas kisvi akodesh, that you'll have to be goylol, roll up the sefer. Now here there's only an issur of the Rabbanan, because we're talking about at all times, and one side of the sefer is in your hand. Just the other side of the sefer rolled out. So since one part of it is in your hand, even if you bring it up from the Rishus Yochid, from the Rishus Rabban to Rishus Yochid, there's no issur of the Raisa. The Raisa is only issur if the whole chafis went into Rishus Rabban. And then you come and pick up the whole chafis, that's an issur of the Raisa. But because the minor part of the sefer is still in your hand, so it's no issur of the Raisa. It's not called a sur. Still called Ogid B'yodoi, we look as if the whole sefer is still attached to your hand, and by rolling it up, there's no issim of the rice. It's only issim of the Rabbanan. So here, Mishum Kisvei HaKodesh, you shouldn't let the sefer be B'mokim B'zoyin to be unrolled. The whole Shabbos, Reb Shimon holds the smutta. I will see in the Gemara what the machlokes, what the cases are. So that's the Gemara. So the first case was, we're standing on this kupa, and the sefer rolled out of your hand. Here we say you're allowed to roll it up. There's no question about 10 and not 10. Here it's some. You're allowed to roll back the sefer. For the Gemara, how you scoop a hechidomi? What kind of a scoop, what kind of a platform are we talking about? Ilayim is scoop a rishus yachid. If it's mamish, or this stoop is 10 tfachim high, and rochiv dalad by dalad, then on top of the stoop is called rishus yachid. The comma rishus rabbin. And in front of the stoop, where did the sefer roll off to rishus rabbin? So Taka, why is it mutter? Well, you have to say, V'lei gazrini, we don't make gzeira, dilma nofi v'yosel asuyi. You have to say that the Mishnah is saying that we're not afraid, maybe the whole sefer will roll out of your hand, even the part that's in your hand. And then it'll be an issur d'oraisa. We don't make that gzeira. About right now, one side you're holding in your hand, even though the other side rolls into Rishus Rabbim, still it's mutter to bring it up. That's what you want to say, Pshar. Now, Mishnah is, the ratio of the zoy mani. Who does the ratio of the Mishnah go like? We have Shimonhi.